Next speaker today is holding the toast to the school, attended the school from 1945 to 1950. He actually finished school after the autumn term when his mother, who was the dinner lady at the school, popped along to see Mr. Morgan to announce that he had found a job and as a consequence had left. He does not illuminate any reaction to Mr. Morgan in defence. He enjoyed both maths and art at school, but the other subjects did not present much interest to his rebel and his father. He had short careers at Leighton's the Opticians in Farnham and on the hotel side, Priory Brewery, Stockholm in Guildford, until National Service Corps. He was discharged after 7 months by spending 5.5 months in hospital. That was a way to get out. He stopped taking Guildford, then became scorned, as he took up subsequent posts with Michael Henderson in London and Watson Mackenzie in Reading. He married in 1961 and formed his own company in 1980. He is now in his 64th year of stock taking. So something must have gelled to make the map with his former FDS rep. Gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to a long-time supporter of the association, Gordon Andrews.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and honoured guests. As you just heard, I was at the grammar school from 1945 until the end of 1950, although I technically never left until January 1951. I was not a regular member of Farnham Grammar School. In my first 5 years, I was off school over 120 days. which represented one morning every week that I was there. My best subject was maths, particularly arithmetic, and I think that my arithmetic skills benefited from when I was off sick, rather than from when I was at school. When you're lying in a darkened room for week after week, what else do? You start working things out. And I worked out lots of different ways of doing what was then mental arithmetic. We never had mental arithmetic at the grammar school, though we'd had it a lot at primary school. But this was something that I was always good at, and what I honed the days that I was off sick. I quite often had altercations with Joe Godsall, those who will remember him.
Yes.
And I would get everything right, but I would never get anywhere near 100%. I'd get into the 80s, and there would be people who had got answers wrong who would get into the 90s. When I sort of brought the subject up, he said, well, out of the 10 questions that you've had to answer, all you've done is write down the answer. You haven't done how you've got it. If you don't know how you've got it, you don't get the full marks. So I said, well, is it better then to get the wrong answer?
Didn't get out well.
I think I showed him that mental arithmetic was just as good as writing a load of stuff down on the paper on one particular occasion. It was the first arithmetic lesson in January after we'd come back from the Christmas break. He said towards the end of the programme, I've got a very topical question for you. If you put a penny in a jar on January the 1st, tuppence in a jar on January the 2nd, threepence on the 3rd, to carry on and on and on and on, until December the 31st when you put 365 pennies in the jar, how much is in the jar? Now, if you remember the dining hall, which was where we had our maths lessons, they were two rows of people facing into the centre and about four rows of people facing his table. So he had to sort of scan from the people over that side to the people over that side. Having said the question, he said, has anybody got any problems with that? And by the time he got back to where I sat over that side, I had my hand up. And he said, what's your problem, Andrews? I don't have a problem, sir. What is it then? £278.06. He said, do you mind telling us how you got it? I said, well, you find the average, which is 183. So there's 183 pence per day going in over 365 days. They stopped me there. He said, are you telling us that in less than a couple of minutes, you've multiplied 183 by 365 and come up with the answer? No, sir. Well, how have you done it? I said, well, 183 pence is 15 shillings and threepence. 15 shillings is 3/4 of a pound. 3/4 of 365 pounds is £273.15. Mm-hmm. Threepence is 1/4 of a shilling. 1/4 of 365 shillings is £4.11 and threepence. Add the two together, £278.16. It has taken me at least 5 times as long to tell you as it did. And if you were writing it down, it would probably take you 8 or 9 times as it did to work it out. So he accepted it. He did finish off by saying, that was supposed to be tonight's homework. And he said, and probably I can't ask that question again because the whole school will know the answer. But they didn't, I don't think. I just think it dropped off, you know. But anyway, that was one of my most remembered subjects. I don't remember a terrible amount from the school. You were told earlier, I did a couple of years working in Guildford in the managed house department of the hotel business of Ferrari. I then started my national service, only to get double pneumonia. And as I'm allergic to most forms of medicine, I was there 5.5 months rather than just a normal 3 or 4 weeks. So I was automatically discharged because of the 5 year in the hospital, you automatically got thrown out of the army. Together with all the time that I spent off at the grammar school for the same problem, an allergy to penicillin and an allergy to MB and things like that. So I did miss a lot of school, but as I say, I think it benefited my arithmetic. But my brother is going to now pass round to you a list of a problem that I came across quite a few years after I left school, but it was in my nature, I had to work it out. So if Trevor will hand out two or three copies on each table. Well, there's enough in there for over two on each table, but should be more than that.
Not a bit tested.
I'm sending you to a pub quiz.
Yeah, oh yes. Basically,
Well, I'm sitting next to an accountant.
The accountant's kind of up. I can't. I'm going to kind of be hurt.
I think the economist should be given it. I think the economist should be solving.
No sums.
No, but you can do estimates. You can do estimates. Estimates.
Equity.
Estimates. Basically,
guesswork
stems from the ruler of England being asked by somebody to put a grain of rice on the first square on the chessboard, two on the second square, four on the third square, and doubling everyone. And he thought, well, this is only a very small thing, so I'll accept it. You would be amazed the amount of money you get, or the amount of grains of rice you get after just doubling up on 64 squares.
Yes.
I first worked this out totally in my head. It was before calculators and computers and all the rest of it. I don't remember the exact answer, but I know it was a 20-figure starting with
an arithmetic.
I recently tried to do it again on the computer. If you turn to about the third page, you'll see two sort of triangles of figures. I put the equations in that were necessary for the computer to work out what I'd worked out, the green figures. When it got down to about line 37, it started throwing up a lot of things like plus 2e and all the rest of it, and it didn't mean anything to me. So I couldn't check any of my figures after that. But then I thought, well, I don't understand it, but the computer must know what it means. So I put in an equation that would take my figure, that figure away from my figure, and it should come to zero. When all that came out, okay, I knew that my figures were right, although I had double-checked them beforehand anyway. I then put them on to the format of a chessboard, which would be the second page on what I listed there. And then I needed to check that I put the right number down, because all the rest of it was just on scraps of paper. So if you look at number one on the chessboard, on the page two, you're seeing, I think, 256, is it?
Yeah.
So have you got 256 under one? Well, from there onwards, every square will be 256 times the square above it. You see, on the next page, I put that into the computer, and they all come up as 256. So I know I've passed the right figures on.
Very good.
The only thing with that now is that square 64 only tells you the number of grains of rice that are on square 64. It doesn't tell you the total of the whole 64 squares. So on the third page, you'll see the first 64 numbers listed. Can anybody add that lot up in a couple of minutes?
Three.
One of the other things that I found out that you could do with numbers, you don't have to add up all those numbers. If you look at the first three numbers on the squares, you've got one, two, and four. Add those up, they come to seven. The next square is eight. If you keep doing that, the numbers added up will always be one less than what the next square shows. So all you need to do for the final answer is double it and take away one. You can do it in 2 minutes, whereas it would take you a long time to add up.
This is true.
20 figures, 64 times.
Yes, yeah,
but the king was wise, because the king knew that you couldn't balance without it sliding down 9 million pieces of rice. On the square,
it wouldn't
go. 16 squares.
Yeah, no.
So
challenge yourself.
On the very
last page of what I passed you round, you'll see it's folded up. If you straighten that out, you'll see the answer, which is 18 something or other. I don't even know what those numbers are. And that represents quite a few tons of rice. And I'm also told by seeing the same program recently on the computer that it would measure 66 trillion miles if you put all the grains of rice end to end. So there are other ways of working things out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are, as I say, because all the days that I was off school, I found out different ways of working everything out. Okay?
Good.
Now, what remains for me to do is to toast to the school.
Hooray!
School!
School! School!
School!
Thank you.
Regression, so I'd have to sit down and then just ask on it.
Right, well.